This is 89.1 WEMU, David Fair with you on a Thursday, and it's that time of the week where we talk movies. This is Cinema Chat. Now, Russ Collins has decided to extend his Independence Day holiday, so he'll rejoin us next week. But I'm glad to say we have Nick Alderink with us. Nick is a programmer and digital media specialist at the Michigan Theater. And thank you so much for coming in today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Well, one of the things that I love most about movies, and maybe I'm an oddball this way, but I love documentaries.
Yeah.
And documentaries seem to be gaining popularity. They've always been somewhat popular, but right now some of the most well-reviewed, well-respected movies out involve documentaries.
Yeah, that's right. We just two of them are playing at the Michigan Theater, RBG, and Won't You Be My Neighbor is at the State Theater.
And we're talking about a Supreme Court justice and, of course, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, of course. And both of them have cracked the top 10 at the North American box office.
That's unbelievable.
And it's unbelievable for a documentary. It's truly unprecedented.
Now, when you have gotten some feedback and response from those attending at the Michigan Theater, I've not yet heard one complaint about either one of the movies that is playing, Mr. Rogers or the one about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
No, you leave both of these just feeling spectacular. They're just very feel-good documentaries with great stories about great people. And especially in times like today, it's just having this breath of fresh air is just spectacular to have the movies.
Now, one of the documentaries that is popular around the country right now will be coming to Ann Arbor soon. It's called Three Identical Strangers. And what's that about?
That's about three brothers, triplets, who were separated at birth and just come to find each other. Two of them ended up
as adults or young adults.
As adults, two of them met in college just by happenstance, and then a third one saw the story on the news, and he's like,
"Hey, they look like me."
Yeah, they look like me. I'm the third brother.
Right.
Yeah, and all three of these documentaries premiered at Sundance. A lot of them were seen by us at the theater at Sundance, and
you knew you wanted to bring it.
Yeah, it was just a no-brainer to bring these to Ann Arbor.
So, any idea when that might hit our area?
August.
That's going to hit. But right now, still playing is RBG.
Yes.
And the one, what's it called again? The Mr. Rogers Neighborhood one.
Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch Mr. Rogers as a kid? You might be
little
young.
Oh, I know, really? I did. I think I caught reruns of it, but I grew up in the 90s, and he was still around. And
I remember vividly my brother watching Mr. Rogers religiously, and I just knew that was time for me to go outside and play.
Yeah.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is Cinema Chat, and we are talking with Nick Alderink. He is filling in for Russ Collins this week. And beyond the documentaries, there are some new movies opening in Ann Arbor that are rather spectacular. Damsel among them.
Yes. Damsel is this comedic take on the Western genre. It stars Robert Pattinson.
From the Twilight. He's the Twilight guy,
He's the Twilight guy, He's taken on some pretty different roles, and then he's kind of gotten into the independent movie scene since then. But it's about, he plays this pioneer named Samuel, and he ventures across the American frontier to find the love of his life. And then as they set out west, the trail grows treacherous, and
and all sorts of hijinks ensue.
Comedy ensues. Yeah,
I love when that happens.
Yeah,
and Mountain is another one that is opening tomorrow, Friday.
Yep. The rest open tomorrow. Mountain is this another beautiful documentary, just of mountain climbers, and just really just takes in the beauty of these settings.
The star of the movie might be the cinematography, right? Where you get this grand landscape and perspective that you might not otherwise have.
Uh-huh.
Woman Walks Ahead is really the one I'm looking forward to, I think.
And that's another take on the Western genre. It's more of it's a drama. This one's a drama. Stars Jessica Chastain and Michael Gray Eyes. And this was a film that premiered at the Cinetopia Festival. And we heard a lot of great things about it. So we brought it back, yeah.
Yeah, so Jessica Chastain, as this character, Catherine Weldon, travels to Dakota, and she paints a portrait of Sitting Bull and then becomes involved in the Indian tribe's life.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that is going to be a spectacular story. And the reviews for Jessica Chastain have been spectacular.
Yes, and all the performances are terrific in this movie. It also, Sam Rockwell co-stars in the film as well, and he just won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Right, and he's a guy who has quite a range.
We first
came to know him as kind of a wild-eyed comedian actor, and he can take on a serious role and do that just as well.
Mm-hmm.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU and its Cinema Chat, and some special screenings are bringing some of my favorite movies back. Pulp Fiction. That was the movie that really put Quentin Tarantino on the tips of everyone's tongues.
That's right. And this is going to be bringing midnight movies back to the State Theater. And we are really excited to do this. Midnight movies have been a staple of the State Theater since the late 60s. And it's a really big, it's really exciting to have these come back to the theater.
You know, it's perfect if you're a college student, get your studies out of the way and you go see it. Or if you're a night owl, you can do that. I remember when I used to love going to the midnight movies. And now I have the same bedtime as my four-year-old grandson. You know, yeah. just the way it is. But Pulp Fiction is playing Saturday, July 7th, and starts officially 11:59.
11:59 p.m. to avoid confusion.
There you go. And a couple of James Bond movies are going to be available over the next couple of days as well.
Yeah, and these are part of the SAFCO Hospitality Summer Classic Film Series presented with media support from the Ann Arbor News. Goldfinger is this Sunday at 1:30 p.m.
And this is a Sean Connery classic?
This is the Sean Connery classic, our last Connery film left in the series. We have a short James Bond sub-series called 00 Summer.
And, all right. I like your marketing department. Yeah. And on Her Majesty's Secret Service, which actor played Bond in that one?
That is George Lazenby.
Okay, that was his one.
That was his one time out, right. His one chance at it, and his only time as James Bond. But still, this is honestly one of my favorite James Bond movies.
And what distinguishes it for you?
It has this very clear 1969 aesthetic. You see George Lazenby in this. I don't know. He's got the suit with the ruffles on it. I don't know what you call those. He looks like Austin Powers does. the look of Austin Powers was clearly set on George Lazenby specifically as James Bond.
So in essence, what you have is a Bond story, but for you anyway, it's a period piece.
Yeah, exactly.
Once again, this is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. Now there are a couple of opportunities tonight, the last night where some movies are opening including Lives Well Lived.
Right. Yep, and that is a documentary of...
See? The world's full of documentaries. Yeah, I love it.
This is, it's of seniors and elderly citizens living life to the fullest. A very uplifting documentary, again.
And American Animals, based on a true story?
It is based on a true story, and it's actually half a documentary. The marketing of it has been, the trailers of it, you won't get the sense that it's also part documentary, but it's one of the most fascinating things about it, and another carryover from the Cinetopia Film Festival.
Looking forward to it, and again, that is your last opportunity. Those screenings end tonight. Now, at the multiplexes, there are a couple of opportunities. Films that I think they hope will become blockbusters. Yeah. We'll just have to see how that plays out. But first and foremost, Paul Rudd is back as Ant-Man and Ant-Man and something.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
And the Wasp. There we go.
Yep. That is, we see what Ant-Man was up to during the Infinity War because he was left out.
And he is one of the superheroes, I suppose.
I
haven't. I don't think I've seen a superhero movie since the first Batman or Superman, you know. And the first Purge.
First Purge is a prequel in the Purge series, a very popular horror series. It's when, for one night only, all law is distinguished. And
extinguished.
extinguished, yeah, sorry. And people just run rampant. And it's supposed to be a good time.
Getting your crime on, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, The First Purge and Ant-Man and the Wasp, those are the two movies at the old multiplexes that you might want to check out. In any case, go to the movies. And one last thing, the Michigan Theater main
auditorium
is closed.
Yep, for the month of July.
And we'll reopen in August, but hit the State Theater and the other screening rooms. You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti. Nick, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me, David.